Technology is sensing the way ahead in agriculture. Learn how smart sensors are impacting the industry now and in the future on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
You often can't see them, but our lives are filled with sensors. They're in your car, your phone, and in farm fields and machinery. Lori Bedard is Successful Farming Magazine's Advanced Technology Editor. She says smart sensors are tracking everything in a farmer's field, from water to soil pH to nutrients, and experts are continually refining that technology. For example, Bedard says we're now able to look at an individual plant and see what that plant specifically needs.
I was just part of the AgBot Challenge in Indiana this past summer, and we had incredible inventors out there inventing a weed and feed robot and had sensors on it to see where that weed was and eradicate that weed. Or it would look at that plant, see what that plant needed. Did it need a little bit more food? And it would give that plant the food that it would need, all through the technology of sensors.
Sensors are also coming down in price. Back in 2004, they were $1.38 each. That may not sound like a lot, but when there are thousands of sensors in these machines, it can add up fast.
They're predicting by 2020, these sensors are going to be down to 38 cents per sensor. You know, and if those predictions are right, it's going to become very affordable to be able to put this technology on machines. And it's exciting to see a fully autonomous tractor in the field, planting, harvesting. I mean, it's really going to change the way we farm in the future.
Bedard says the next revolution will be shaping the algorithms that help farmers make decisions based on what the sensors are telling them. I'm Jody Henke. Read more on how sensors are impacting the farm at agriculture.com.